There is no need for you to speak unless I ask you a question.
FM Talk Radio 99.1 KKFT. For Smith and Mason Valley, 92.3 FM Talk.
John Potter, live and local. It's 11:06, 6 minutes after 11 o'clock, current temperature. Let me click this. I bet we hit the 60s already. Oh, no, not there yet. Reno, temperature 57 degrees. What are you folks doing inside? Get out there. It's gorgeous. In the studio, it is Mark Gleese, the one and only Northern Nevada exclusive dealer of First Source Pet Food. It is a premier nationwide fresh raw food for pets. And Dr. Michelle Brim of the Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley has also joined us again. She knows animals. She grew up on a farm. She lived with animals. And she loves this raw, fresh pet food for health reasons. And the cats and the dogs like it. I mean, the sample you gave me, they've nibbled it all gone. It's like, I want to eat it, you know? And I can, because you told me it's pretty much human-grade pet food that you sell, Mark. How's business?
Business is good.
Yeah. It's interesting that Dr. Brim asked me to send pictures of the cat food that I have and have been feeding my cats. I switch now and then. Some of the cat foods they don't like. And Dr. Brim wanted to see the labels and everything and the ingredients, and I sent them to her. So I guess I'm going to sit here and listen to you talk about the food that I feed my cats. And this is not going to be pretty, I don't think. Hi, Dr. Brim. Okay.
The food, the two samples of food that you showed me are probably about 49 to 50% carbohydrates, which cats do not need in their diet. They don't even make the salivary enzyme to digest carbohydrates.
Wait a minute. This is not cheap stuff. This is not, it has all over the front of the bag, all this, it's got salmon and it's got sweet potatoes and hearty vegetables along with protein. That's what it says on the bag.
That's what it says. And all that is cooked multiple times down into a mush and then processed into the bits of kibble that you see.
How dare I? I had no idea. I mean, you've seen the front. Didn't it look like the most wonderful, healthy thing you could give a cat?
Yep, it's marketing.
With a smiling cat on the cover? All right, Mark, tell me about your food. Many folks have not heard you talk about this before, and it's pretty recent that you became the one and only Northern Nevada dealer of First Source Pet Food. Describe First Source Pet Food, Mark.
It's an all-natural product. It's just the grind of an animal. So it's meat, muscle meat, organs, ground bone, typically. And so you have a combination. If there's people out there that are looking at feeding raw, they're typically looking at what's called a prey diet, which would be an 80% muscle meat, 10% organ, and 10% bone or ground bone. So that's what our product meets those ratios.
Your website says it's the raw food they deserve.
It's what they would eat if they were wild, you know, wild wolves or wild cats, cats especially, because they need more of a prey diet than dogs do. Dogs can scavenge to get other things, but cats specifically need pretty much what I'll call an all meat or a high protein diet. The dogs, of course, generally speaking, over the last, 2,000 years being domesticated, they'll eat what we give them. And over the last maybe 40 years, we've been giving them a lot of commercially produced dog food that I believe you could probably, if you look back, you can see an increase in things like cancer rates and other diseases that have come up.
Well, as a cat owner, I've been too focused on what they like. you know, what they like. Well, of course, they're going to gobble down the food that they like. Like I would go to McDonald's and gobble the food that I like. The thing is, we love, when you look long term, we love our pets. We want them to live a long time. And so this is raw, fresh dog food. It's raw, fresh cat food and also treats. And now the food comes from where? The Blue Ridge Beef products.
Comes from human grade sources. So all these products, whether it's venison, beef, chicken, turkey, duck, even rabbit, comes from farms, domestically raised animals on farms that are then slaughtered and turned into dog food. So it's human grade. It's like if you went to the store and bought, you know, duck, it's coming from a farm that raises ducks, and that's the same source that we get. They're all FDA inspected and FDA approved facilities.
You've been feeding, Mark, you've been feeding your dogs raw food for over 20 years. How did you know 20 years ago to do this?
I didn't know, but the first time I got a vet bill for $1,000 to clean my Airedale's teeth, I just kind of figured there might be a better way, and I started reading up and met some breeders that fed raw, and at least the way I understand it, the enzymes in raw food prohibit or at least retard the ability for plaque and tartar to form on the dog's teeth. My 11-year-old Airedale, when she died, had the teeth of a 3-year-old dog. She'd never had her teeth cleaned, but because she'd eaten raw all her life, her teeth were reasonably clean.
And this can save you a lot of money, folks, because this teeth cleaning, I'm not going to say racket, but thousands of dollars people are paying to maintain their pet's teeth, Dr. Brin?
It's true. It's a procedure just like it would be for humans, but even more involved because animals, we have to anesthetize them to be able to do that. We can't say, you know, lay there and hold your mouth open while I scale your teeth and pull out this, you know, all these rotten teeth. So it is expensive. That is a fact.
So, Mark, why the raw food? Why does it have to be wet? Why can't they make it dry?
They can. You can do a freeze-dried version of this stuff. And okay. There's a lot of people starting to do that. It just becomes a bit more expensive because you put it through another process. And then you have to rehydrate the product as well. The beauty of the raw product we do is the moisture in it. You know, if you talk, I talk to cat owners all the time, and because of the high moisture content of the food, because it's, you know, it's the animal that you're eating essentially, the cats generally don't drink, and they get most of their moisture from the food they eat. And so the raw food gives them the moisture that they need in their diet.
Mike, it's funny you mentioned that cats don't drink. They don't. I fill religiously, I fill this water bowl every morning. Actually, they have two feed stations, and they don't touch it. What they do is they go up to the where I water the indoor plants, pitcher. And what they do is they go up to it, they stick their paw into the pitcher, and they lick their paw. They can't be getting much water doing that. So this is a way for them to get that water that they need is through your food. Makes total sense. So, okay, the product is sourced from USDA certified and inspected human grade farms and ranches. They've been doing this since 1979. Oh, my gosh, where was I? The factory is USDA registered and FDA inspected, using the same quality control standards as human-grade consumption. And the proteins here, beef, chicken, turkey, venison, quail, duck, rabbit, salmon, pork, and green tripe. Now, Mark, you buy in bulk?
Yes, we buy by a pallet at a time. So it comes in 75, 30-pound cases, frozen.
And you have a refrigerated warehouse.
We do. We have a large cold storage facility over on Sutro.
And the cost, we're talking, let me see, under $3.50 a pound, and 30-pound cases of raw product contain 15 2-pound chubs or tubes, as you say.
Correct. And so it's typically you can get a good product for around $4 a pound, just under $4 a pound. If you mix like the beef with the chicken, you can get it below that.
How many different varieties do you have of, say, the wet dog and the wet cat food?
There's one wet cat food that's called a kitten mix. It's a complete meal, okay? But people that do the DIY thing have the choice of 9 different unique proteins. So you got the venison, you got the chicken, you got the quail, duck, all that stuff. So somebody that's making their own food could pick out one of those proteins, but it's just the protein with bone. There's no organs in that particular mix, and so they would have to provide their own organs.
The website is?
FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com.
You have to spell it all out, too, folks. FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com. Is that it?
Yeah, 846-8529. Okay. That's the phone number.
And you offer delivery?
Locally, we can deliver.
Or people can pick up at your cold storage, your warehouse.
Most people pick up. It's we have a facility in Pleasant Valley on the weekends or after work hours. And some people will meet me at the cold storage facility to pick up.
Which is Reno,
yeah. It's right down by the Livestock Events Center.
Well, we're going to take a break. In the meantime, folks, go to FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com. Tell us what you think. If you have any questions about the food for your pets, 884-9910, number to call. I'm John Potter with Mark Leese and, of course, Dr. Michelle Brim from the Animal Clinic in Fernley, 884-9910. Back in a few on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 11:18.
Younger, smarter, better. FM Talk KKFT FM 99.1 is FM Talk for Smith and Mason Valley. 92.3 FM Talk KKFT.
John Potter live and local in studio with the folks behind FirstSourcePetFoodsReno.com. It is Mark Leese and Dr. Michelle Brim of the Moffitt Animal Clinic in Fernley with us. Got a question about my cats eating at dry food, which I'm getting an education on here. One cat is fat, Mark, and it meows constantly for food. They're not crazy about my dry food. We buy the Sanaba squeeze stuff, too, that they can have. But we can't stop this cat from just obsessing over food and wanting to eat. And if I put some food in the bowl, The fat cat eats it before the other two have a chance to. What is the problem here? I take it it's the food, huh?
So, John, if you ate Reese's peanut butter cups all day long, you would be ravenously hungry because the sugar is what is going to promote the hunger.
It's like a human, like I said, going to McDonald's.
You know, I'll let Dr. Brim, you know, go into the science of that a little bit. But it's the sugar, that's the carbohydrates that are causing that cat to be ravenously hungry. And I hear that about dogs. I hear that about dogs as well, is that the dog's heavy, overweight, and they're just ravenously hungry. And it's the sugar that's causing that.
Tell me the story about the vet who said your animal is so skinny.
Oh, so one of my cat folks, she took her 2 Sphinx cats in for a checkup. About, you know, every 2 years she goes in. And the vet was surprised that the cats look thin. And she said, well, I've been feeding a raw diet. And they said, oh, well, okay, then they look healthy. And that what they were saying is they expected the cat to be heavier based on the high carbohydrate intake of kibble. But given that it's a raw diet, they don't have the fat content that they would using a kibble diet.
So you're saying my Casper, the fat cat, is fat because it likes junk food like typical animals and humans do. But number two is because of the sugar content in the food or the weight-producing ingredients in the food, Dr. Brim.
That's true. So when you're eating a higher carbohydrate diet, you're going to be fatter, just like people. It's really the same in animals. They have less need for that, those carbohydrates, so they'll pack on the weight.
Dr. Brim, tell me about some of the, and this might lead into some sad cases here, some conditions that you've seen or witnessed or heard about related to illnesses based on what foods these animals have been eating.
Well, we talked,
folks, by the way, I don't mean to bash your choice of pet foods. It's really, we're here to talk about the positives of a raw food diet that is human grade for your pets. And it's not that expensive. But anyway, go ahead, Dr. Brim. I think people should be aware of this kind of stuff.
That's true. So we talked last show about dental disease. I can't really talk about that enough because that is hugely important. And when you're eating a high carbohydrate diet, we see diseases like diabetes. We see kidney failure. I see dogs with severe allergies and inflammatory bowel disease. All those are diet-related diseases that could probably be improved with a raw food diet.
And in the long run, it could save you a lot of money without the dental fees. And what else? What other problems does junk food create that are expensive to remedy?
So carbohydrates are just gasoline for yeast. So animals that have high carb diets usually have underlying yeast infections that can be chronic ear infections, chewing their feet, leading to chronic allergies. Yeah, many skin allergy issues we see.
Mark, how did you develop such a passion for learning about pet nutrition?
You know, John, over the years, I've talked to a lot of breeders. We used to raise primarily Airedales, and I got to know any number of them across the country. And 90% of them fed a complete raw diet. The others fed a mixed one as much as they could afford. But it was in talking to breeders primarily that got me really on the road to being educated about the right foods to feed your animal.
And let's get to the nitty-gritty here of the cost. Now, the way we've been talking, it sounds like rich man's food for their pets. Let's get into cost here. How much are we running here to feed a cat on your, you are the exclusive dealer of Blue Ridge Beef products. How much would it cost for the human-grade raw pet food to feed a cat or a dog?
So a kitten mix, which is a complete meal, complete prey meal, will cost you just under $4 a pound. You can do a puppy mix, which is very similar. It's just the name. It doesn't mean it's just for puppies. But it contains green tripe, something that cats don't necessarily like. Mm-hmm. But the puppy mix is also a complete prey meal, and you could do that for under $4 a pound. Depending on if your animal is tolerant of chicken, you can reduce that cost down to under $3.70 a pound.
Pound sounds like, you say a pound, would go kind of a long period of time with a cat, right, Dr. Brim?
Yeah, it should. I don't think we've ever kind of weighed it out, but that should last you a while for sure, depending on how many cats you're feeding.
There's a feeding calculator on the website, John, so if you go to the First Source Pet Foods Reno website, there's a, up in the right hand corner or so, about on the title page, there's a feeding calculator. You type in the weight, and the male, female, breed, and you can get a generally good idea of how many ounces per day you need to feed that animal.
Do you have people who mix your food with other things, or it's just solid?
Absolutely. I mean, I say feed what you can afford. So there's a lot of people that can't afford, they're going to feed Old Roy. And if they mix that with raw, they're going to get some of the benefits. But if they don't have the money, it is what it is, right? So
I mix it. I've mixed the raw with some cooked, organic oats, maybe some brown rice. Add a little bit of that with the raw food. Add some fresh berries, antioxidant fruits, and some veggies and stuff like that. And sometimes when I have to feed kibble, when time necessitates that, I will add some of the raw food in with the kibble too.
I'm really glad you said that because, you know, price is a big concern, and this sounds like such a wonderful thing. Now, again, price in the long run, you probably save money without the ailments that some dry food can bring on. So anyway, thank you for coming out. One more minute. What do you want to say, Mark?
I say, you know, give it a shot. Give it a try and see what the benefits are. I mean, especially on the cats, you know, some of my younger clients, they have cats in a small apartment. And after a few months, they come to me and say, Mark, my apartment doesn't stink.
We talked about
it. It doesn't stink. And it turns out the raw food contained, the poop is completely less.
And how does it do that?
It's because the animal's digesting almost everything that you're feeding it. And, I mean, literally what they poop out is the ash that's left over from them burning as much of the food as they can.
Yeah, I never understood why that was in the ingredients of some of these foods, ash. What is that?
It's basically when you burn a food down to determine how digestible it is, ash is what's left. That's basically calcium and phosphorus.
All right, folks, First Source PetFoodsReno.com. Thank you, Mark. Thank you, Dr. Brim, for coming out again. Maybe we'll get some questions. Folks, text in your questions right now, and I'll ask Mark and Dr. Brim those questions when they come back. Thanks a lot, guys.
Thanks, John.
Thanks, John.
All right, thank you. Got a break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 11:30.
Proud to have switched from liberal to conservative over the years.
The Talk of Northern Nevada. Speak out. 884-9910. FM News Talk.
99.1 and 92.3.
John Potter, live and local, each and every Saturday. Pleasure being here with you. Let's check. Oh, yeah, we're up to 58 degrees, our current temperature. Random question. Has anybody over the age of 30 bought a futon? I didn't think so. Okay. 884-9910 is our number to give us a call this morning. And to all you commie libs out there, I hope you have a great weekend and that your life is going well and that we all realize how blessed we are to have one another. It is a special weekend. Happy Easter. Happy Easter, Craig. Happy Easter, everybody! Very, you know, the Cadbury cream egg has reared its ugly head again. You know, did you know, folks, there was a Cadbury cream eating contest somewhere last year? I remember yakking about it. Yes, Cadbury cream eating contest. And the winner, the guy who took the belt, he ate like, it's amazing, he got like through half of one. Because who thought of this? You know, it's like, is it butterscotch inside? Caramel? Coconut? No, it's a sugary yolk. An undeveloped chicken fetus, kids. 884-9910 is the number to call. I have a phone call topic, which is guaranteed to get no calls at all. Zero calls on this one, which is not unusual for me. Actually, like I said earlier, I get a lot of texts, which is really weird, something I'm still trying to adjust to. Let me check and see what we got here. Okay, here's one. John, cats love to drink water, but they like running water. Good point. Good point. We were just talking about how one of the great benefits of this raw cat food was that it gives them the water that they desperately need that they're not getting from dry cat food. And it's true. I fill the water bowls at home and they don't drink from it. They stick their paws in the little indoor plant water pitcher and lick their paws. They can't be getting that much water from that. But I do notice we have a stream in the backyard, and I let them out, and they go right to that stream. You're absolutely right. Cats like running water. All right, thank you for that text. You see what a fascinating show this is? No, I do appreciate it. John, UNR men's team has finished playing for now. They beat Delaware and have advanced to the semifinals. All right. Awesome. And Craig, speaking of sports, what's the big baseball game on one of our stations?
Oh, well, this evening, first pitch, 6:35 p.m., pregame starts 6:05, is the Giants and the L.A. Angels. And they'll be playing at L.A., so, and we will be carrying that on AM 1300, KCMY.
That sounds like it's going to be a big one if it's they're playing L.A., right?
Yeah.
Aren't they arch enemies?
It's not the Dodgers, but it is the Angels, so.
Okay, so who are we rooting for again?
Yeah, well, the Giants, they're on the air, so right? Yeah,
you're the
Giants, yeah.
In the Giants
go
station,
Giants.
Okay. Another text. John, you and our men's volleyball team is playing in the Nationals in Phoenix right now.
That was the one that he then told you that they were done for the day. But, yeah, so that was men's volleyball.
Oh, team. It's the same person.
Same person,
oh,
yeah.
We got a sports nut listening. Well, good, because I can get educated through your text. I appreciate it.
Well, and then we had the spokesman, one of the spokespeople for the volleyball tournament or for the volleyball team in studio last week with you.
Yes,
for
men's
volleyball.
That's
yeah.
Right. That's right. People can watch the men's volleyball team live if they go to ballertv.com. Yeah, I think we brought that up last Saturday. And they can still listen to the radio while they watch, as I'm doing right now.
Yeah.
Multitasking. I love it. Okay, now for the phone topic that will get no calls at all, I guarantee you. And again, that's not unusual for me. Maybe when I introduce the topic that I'm sure will get no calls, I'll get swamped. That's how my life is. But we'll see. Who is your favorite Democrat? No, really. Who's your favorite Democrat? Maybe somebody who's in that party you'd like to have as a Republican in your team. And I'll tell you why this came up. Senator Schumer's had a rough couple of months here. It's not his year, actually, folks. I know many of his supporters were not happy with him for the budget resolution when he voted with President Trump. And I think he upset a lot of his supporters with some odd comments on a talk show. I think it was like last month on The Beloved View. I think it happened there where he actually called Americans greedy for not wanting to pay more taxes than they should. And I'm paraphrasing that, but even his supporters are saying that he just wrote the midterm commercials for all their Republican opponents by saying that, and even the panel on The View kind of gave him the side eye when he called Americans greedy for not wanting to pay more taxes than they should. Got the side eye. Well, yeah, it was odd. And what's playing out now with their party, it's sort of like the elk. You got this one bull elk, and he's been like the bull forever. And then along comes another young elk who says, I think I can take you on in one quick fight. And the bull elk is off on the edge, about ready to be eaten by the wolves. You almost get that sense about Schumer. There was a poll recently where they asked Democrats, who do you think best represents your party? And there wasn't like a clear winner at all. There's a lot of people getting very, very small percentages. But the winner at 10% who best represents your party was AOC. More Democrats think she is the voice and face of their party than anybody else at the moment. Personally, and here's where I'm going to answer the question who my favorite Democrat is. Personally, I was hoping to see Senator Fetterman of Pennsylvania at the top of that list, who I believe speaks to the average Joe better than any Democrat has. If I was heading the party, I would put him out front and go with him. And of course, I'm a Republican, so maybe I look at things differently in this case. But I've come to love Fetterman. I love his authenticity. That's what I appreciate about him. He's got these ugly chicken legs. You know, his chicken legs are an upgrade from mine, but I don't have a problem with him at all. I don't mind the hoodie, but I'd wear long pants. But anyway, in my aside from that, in my mind, he's done all right. He's just fine. He's not afraid of anybody. He'll say what's on his mind, and I admire that, whoever you are in whatever party you're in. Now, AOC, we couldn't be more at odds with her and what she believes in, right? Disagree with her 100%. But here's a lady who got a good education, went to Boston University, did very well on her grades. She worked as a bartender, and she said, I don't like the way politics are going. I'm going to run for Congress against a very powerful member of her own party who she beat in the primary. She smoked them, too. That's America, baby. That is freaking America. And now, 4, 5, 6 years later, she's maybe the most prominent Democrat in the country. Good for freaking her, because, again, that is America. Be who you want to be. Be authentic. Chase your dreams. Make something of yourself. We all truly have got a shot. I love that. And that's kind of what I meant by why I admire and like Fetterman's authenticity. You know, be true to yourself. There you go. It may be responsible for the success of both of them. And maybe in the sum of the success of Trump, who is so odd. Trump is unlike any of us. I'm not a billionaire. You're not a billionaire. But a lot of Joe and Betty Americans, I think they identify with Trump and just people being themselves. That's the secret, being themselves. That might be our brand in America, because we're just so used to we're just so used to posers and fake phonies. And when you see somebody being true to themselves, gosh darn it, that's refreshing. Yeah, 100%. And that is easy to latch onto us. So what's your favorite Democrat? You heard mine. What's yours? 884-9910. And we have just one call. Hi, Bill. Bill from Reno. Good morning, Bill. I appreciate you calling. Who is your favorite Democrat?
Well, I don't know her name, but you remember Biden went to something he was making a small speech at, and he called out this woman. Turns out she died about a week before. That's my favorite Democrat, because she put the spotlight on Biden.
Well, Biden, Biden was being authentic there. He wasn't reading from a script, which got him in trouble, sure. But he was being 100% Biden there. And that's authenticity is what I miss the most. And I'll go with maybe a third choice on that, Bill. I appreciate the vote.
Must have been the first time ever for him being up and square.
Okay, Bill. I appreciate your review, my friend. And keep in touch. All right. Got to take my last break here, and then we got our final segment. I'm John Potter, live and local every Saturday 9 to noon on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk time, 11:48.
FM Talk on 92.3 FM in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk for Reno, Tahoe, and all of Northern Nevada.
Yes, it is. By the way, current temperature. Let's check this out, because I'm in love with this day out there. It is perfect. No high winds. Okay, we're just about to hit 60 degrees. Currently, it's 59 degrees in Reno. I'm John Potter, live and local, getting more texts than anything else here. Let's get back to it. Can I ask for another plug for the raffle to make money for the volleyball team? Craig, do you have those details?
I do not. And I was trying to get a hold of him to get them, and I tried Googling, but I'm sure us talking about it right now, he's listening, so he'll probably text me right away.
Yeah, give us some details when you text. It's not something I don't think we can Google and find out. So the UNR volleyball team, they were on a couple of weeks ago, I think, and they were very, very nice gentlemen, young students who are in the UNR volleyball team. It never makes the news. It never makes the sports segment. So there's not a whole lot of support. And so they are offering this very creative raffle to raise money for the volleyball team, for their travels and such, and for the morale. You know, it's a good cause. So, yeah, pick here, guys. Pick up this receptacle called a phone and call me and let's talk about it. 884-9910. I'm trying to confirm this news here that American hostages in Gaza have just disguised themselves as MS-13 gang members. So Democrats will fight to bring them home. Yes, the Democrat senator, I'm sure will be on his way out there. It drives me nuts, you know, because there are, I keep thinking, how many people in dire straits, veterans who are losing everything and are facing bankrupt or even their home and living on the streets. Can you do something for somebody like that over somebody with questionable citizenship and on top of that, a violent record of, they can fly to El Salvador, but they can't get to our border too, which very, very strange. Anyway, alongside the sports stuff about, there's the call right there. I hope it's what we're looking for. Baseball games, new trend, you know, in Major League Baseball, a lot of players have the walk-on songs. They get to pick the song that the PA speakers play, you know, when they walk out to the field. And the New York Mets shortstop, Francisco Lindor, uses the Temptations' My Girl as his walk-up song, which is an odd song for a baseball player, but it's a tribute to his wife and daughters. You know, so they all have these songs and everything. And what happened recently is now some high school baseball teams are doing the same thing for their student players. Again, I think that is so great. I love it. Doesn't cost a thing. And that's what baseball is all about. It's supposed to be about fun. All right, let's go to the phone. Jeff in Reno, who will tell me that that's what volleyball is supposed to be all about, right, my friend?
Yeah, it's a great sport, very active. It'll have you on the edge of your seat lots of times.
How come I never see your team on the TV sports segment?
Ha ha. Well, too bad those bridges are burnt for you. I'd have you ask them and see if we could get them on.
I wish I was still on there. I would love to do these little things to make a difference. Okay, let's plug this raffle before I go, my friend, to support the UNR volleyball team. It's all yours, Jeff. Go ahead.
You can watch the Nationals on BallerTV.com, but the raffle is to help raise money for the team because they get no funding from the university. People could just go to bit.ly/VBALLRAFFLE. That's bit.ly is a web page. bit.ly/, and then it's just V Ball Raffle.
Okay.
It should be on your screen if I sent you the text. You might be looking at it too. But one more time, bit.ly/VBALLRAFFLE. So bit.ly is the site /VBallRaffle.
Okay. Can you Google this to make it simpler? I wonder.
Yes, that's exactly
I would
that.
Bet. I would bet if you Googled UNR volleyball raffle that it would come up. And so when's your next match?
Later today, I think. I'm waiting to hear from my son. They made it to the events of the semifinals. Okay. Would you like to hear what people can win in the raffle?
Oh, no, it's good stuff, though. We talked about it last time, but I'm glad you called in. because people were texting asking about this. Okay, thanks, Jeff. One more thing before I go, Solomon serious stuff here. 250 years ago yesterday, Paul Revere saw two lights in the steeple of the Old North Church and rode off into the night, alerting Americans who had guns that it was time to fight for their faith, their families, and their freedom. And 250 years ago today, this very day, 250 years ago, men with guns at Lexington and Concord in the colonial province of Massachusetts Bay met up for battle. And on this very morning, 250 years ago, the first shots were fired just as the sun was rising at Lexington. And the battles of Lexington and Concord were the first major military campaigns of the American Revolutionary War, and these American men ultimately defeated the British Army, resulting in an outpouring of militia support for the anti-British cause, ultimately beginning the American Revolution and ushering in the worldwide era of individual liberty. And I have to say that many in this nation have completely forgot what that all means and have no real faith in anything and are willing to trade in their freedoms and liberties and blindly attach themselves to the ideology of the left. Enough of that. I'll see you next Saturday, folks. Have a great weekend.